what we had was a situation where in many of our projects we were getting anecdotal evidence that the levels of stress were rising, and particularly in relation to finance. And the relationship between the two was very, very strained. And so we decided we needed a little empirical evidence. So we went to our friends at Keith Urbis Young and talked to them and said, look, is there any way in which we can do something that's realistic and achievable? So we went out to 400 Sydney residents, we conducted a spot survey, and that's how we got some of our evidence, which just confirms what we felt already.
And what were the sort of questions that you were asking them?
Well, we were asking them. We chose a figure in our minds. We said to ourselves, what would happen if, for example, your weekly bill went up $40? How could you cope with that? We chose that figure because that actually, at the time, this was done in August, was the amount of rise that had gone on interest rates on an average-sized mortgage, $250,000, $300,000. And so we said, what would happen if you got an increase of that amount? We found that large numbers of people would be unable to cope if that scenario ran again.
And what were some of the other things that you found out through the study?
We found out that really one in three households are very anxious about their ability to pay and meet expenses, and that four in ten households will be unable to draw on any savings mortgage if they were faced with an unexpected expense.
Now, obviously, the rising of interest rates could be perceived as an inevitable thing, considering the growth of inflation and that sort of thing. So can we really point the blame anywhere for these figures if people aren't taking individual responsibility for their finances?
Look, Sophie, we've decided that we're not in the business of kicking each other. There's no point in sledging here, whether it's governments or banks. The truth is, what we feel is people should sit down together to find some real solutions that we can all own and find a way forward. And so that's really what we intend to do. And everybody, we believe, governments and banks have a responsibility to sit down with welfare agencies, with people who are working with folks at the coalface.
What sort of initiatives would you be hoping for?
Well, we started a conversation, we believe, today. We've talked about this being a comma, not a full stop. And what we intend to do is, between now and March, we're going to talk with as many people as possible. And in March, we're going to have some forums. And we're going to hold those here at Wesley Mission in Sydney and call together people from different areas of the community and talk about a joined-up way of thinking. And we're going to produce a white paper from that, which we hope will, well, start a conversation in Australia about being real about money and debt.
Now, were there sort of offshoot effects from financial stress that you discovered in the study?
Yeah, one of the things that we found that was quite disturbing was that, in addition to all the things you might expect, that one of the things that happens is that there's a great stress upon family life and relationship breakdowns, which can be directly attributed to the tension that comes with financial debt. We found that there was a possibility that people would turn to gambling, substance abuse, and even violence as within the home was one of the possibilities that comes when there's stress in the family as a result of financial debt.
Do you think things are worse today than they were, say, 20 years ago?
Well, that's a difficult question, because if you would say to me, where are the poor? The poor are very different today. It could well be that we actually have a growing number of people who are poor in a way that's different than history, because we may have people who are living in apparently good houses with everything seeming to look all right, but inside that there's some real tensions and stresses about debt. And I think it's at that level that we now have to realise that, in fact, this issue is not just what traditionally we've called the poor, and it might well be middle Australia now.